I always thought that it wasn't possible to negotiate with these suppliers, that they've set tariffs and they stick to them.
Well, that is a serious mistake. It's possible to negotiate everything, and I would even say that it's the duty of any entrepreneur who takes his company seriously to negotiate prices.
I see. Will you divulge to us some facts about company costs?
Costs affect absolutely every company. They are an integral part of business. It's up to you to determine how far to let them go, what areas are affected, and if they become untenable, how to deal with them. Costs directly affect your profit, but they can also be very dangerous, especially when things stop going well for you. If you don't tame your costs in time, they can easily drag your business under. Yet, costs can be managed very easily.
I'm beginning to realise more and more how important company costs are, since they're actually one of the integral tools for generating profit. Is there such a thing as cost distribution?
First, let's differentiate between costs we incur before starting a business and those which are incurred while conducting business. Then we divide them into three groups: direct costs, indirect costs, and investment costs.
Let's start with direct costs then.
These are material costs which we incur as direct inputs into our product or service. To give a practical example, direct costs for a baker would be flour, water, salt, and yeast.
Well, that's pretty straightforward. What about indirect costs?
To continue with our baker, indirect costs are what is required to deliver the ingredients, prepare the dough, bake and sell the bread. This means rent for the bakery, electricity, transportation, wages to employees and the like.
And that just leaves us with investment costs.
This particularly concerns initial investments such as an oven, dough mixer, and maybe a van to make bread deliveries. These investment costs occur for the most part before the business is launched, and then during normal operations if the decision is made to buy new equipment and maybe a new oven. You must also consider investment costs if some equipment starts to wear out or break down.
Cost distribution is relatively simple and certainly can be managed by any entrepreneur. When's the best time to start thinking about costs?
You have to consider costs very carefully before you even start your business. We've already mentioned that in the interview entitled The 10 Commandments of a Good Entrepreneur.
Can you briefly recount that story again?
A particular entrepreneur thought it would be best to deliver his frozen products to customers' homes. But it turned out that he was mistaken and that his products sold best through various retail chains. Except that he had already invested in 30 special refrigerator lorries and mobile communication devices for drivers. He had to return half of the vehicles to a leasing company and sell the mobile phones to a pawn shop. He lost money on several commercial vehicle leasing payments and the contracts with the mobile phone provider.
And what if I really don't start thinking about costs until I'm actually doing business?
Then you'll just have to start dealing with costs, controlling and managing them. It's important to start as soon as possible.